come for me. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So Kevin is the star of the day, but you cannot have two Forbes 30 under 30 honorees in one seat and not ask, what does it feel like when, I mean, this is, it's a continent of how many people? 5 billion people.
Absolutely.
And then most of those people are obviously young people. And then somebody says, Forbes says, you know, you are one of the 30 for this year. That, you know, the other young people should look forward to. When you hear that you've been listed in such a list, how does it feel?
Honestly, it feels remarkable.
Yeah.
And it feels so humbling that you out of a billion people are picked, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ifan, the last time I saw you, I'm not a Forbes 830 honoree. Things have happened. What was that like? Especially based on, you know, knowing your story. You know, just taking this moment in. What did it feel like for you?
Well, it's quite humbling for me because, you know, it's resilience, that spirit to push no matter what and to stay focused. Anyways, for most people who don't know me, I'm that person whereby when I, you know, I set out for a goal, I fight to achieve it. And I think, aside from grace, just having grace, even these other days, I've just been talking about grace, you know, and I'm like, what kind of grace do I have? You know, and, you know, me and Sandra were just even laughing about it, you know, based off like, oh, I'm like, I think I have the grace of influence, you know, and she even now said an integrity, because most people just say, oh, I have grace, but you don't know, you don't know the quality, you don't even know what grace that you have. And I think that thing have also helped me, it has also driven me and my passion into not just being a perfectionist, but me making sure that I get everything, you know, that I want done and getting it done the right way.
Right.
Yeah. So me making the list, the Forbes list, it's, you know, something added to my feathers, you know, even though, of course, I want more, you know, you've won this, you want to keep winning, you want to keep, you know, building yourself, you want to keep like, you know, activating your circle and building your empire, you know, but this is just the list, you know, towards where God is taking us to. We are super excited for, you know, the recognition.
Right. Tell me about The Boy Who Never Falls. Where did that, why did you decide to do it?
Well, most people will always say like, Ifan, are you not just too young to tell your story? I don't think anyone is ever too young to tell their story. It's your story. You know your story better than anyone, right? And when you decide to tell your story, then probably like it's the right time for you. So for me, with A Boy Will Never Fall, it's actually a labor of love. It's actually something that I just feel like a whole lot of Nigerians, you know, young Nigerian, young individuals are going through the same pain on a daily basis. And we don't, you know, get to hear their story. We don't get to share their story or to like, pick up a topic to talk about these things, you know. So when I had a moment to, you know, share the story, I reached out to my dear friend, Sandra Chukwudozie, of Safa Energy, and I was like, oh, babe, I'm trying to make this thing happen, and this is the dream, this is the vision that I have. And one of the good things I love about Sandra was that she cued into the vision. Like, when she read the script, she cried. She said, Ifan, I couldn't sleep. Is this really your story? I said, yes, this is my story. And, you know, she was like, Ifan, whatever it's just going to take for us to make this thing happen, you must do it, you know. And where she actually even surprised me was even on my birthday. That was even when she even like said, okay, you know what, this is my first commitment for this project, if you get what I mean. You know, we must make this film happen. And the story is so unique. For everyone who's going to see The Boy Who Never Falls, this is actually so unique, you know, to the point of like, I literally cried on set severally, you know, sharing the story, you know. Of course, because for now, it's actually a short film. Yeah. We couldn't go so deep.
Well, you did go deep. The production values of this short film.
We could have done more.
I know. Yeah. We actually worked with a whole lot of, like, Oscar winners and, you know, and all that. Like, we wanted to make sure that...
Yeah, it didn't have small film. It didn't have short film energy at all.
We wanted to just go really hard on the story. But then again, too, I pray that this fame also impacts a lot of, you know, a whole lot of, like, you know, people out there, you know, with the boy child, the girl child of all kinds as well, because it's one thing to have a vision, it's another thing for you to pursue your vision to that point where you know that, okay,
it comes to
it comes to life, you know, and that's what The Boy Will Never Fall stands for. It's, you know, it's a resilient story, it's a story of passion, it's a story of grace, it's a story of drive, you know, it's just something that just, like, you know, you just feel like, oh, you know what, I'm fulfilled, and I feel like, okay, if this boy can go through this and he can come out of all the struggles and all this pain, then okay, there's actually hope for me as a person, you know, not just me as the boy, but also you as the girl who never falls as well.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the thing that made you connect to the story immediately?
So honestly, for me, it's that story of resilience. So I love a very authentic hero story. There's nothing about someone that actually defies the odds, actually meets their goals or objectives. I feel like that actually made me want to really, you know, work with this project. But apart from that, honestly, I've been studying Ivan, and he's done a lot of remarkable work in the industry. You know, he's done Foreigner's God, Singing Sin, and all the likes. So that made me feel comfortable in him being able to really key and actually deliver on that film. So for me, that was very important.
Yeah. So the authenticity of the story and the fact that this is a person who, he wouldn't just talk,
he's been
he would do the work.
He's that person. If you know him, he has integrity, and that's very important.
Right. Yeah. How did Kevin, how did you become part of this project? First of all, Kevin's mom is in the studio, you know. Hi. Okay, how did you get involved in the project? We need you to subscribe, yo. Our subscription is the mainstay of our platform. You see, I'm deeply thankful when I meet a person and they tell me I've subscribed. And they tell me the content that spoke to their lives. It makes my spirit soar because the center of our entire universe, of this entire We Chude universe, is the website, wechude.com. And the reason is simple. When I meet you guys, when you meet me on the road, when you meet me on the streets, when you tell me why you subscribe, I mean, in church 2 Sundays ago, someone said to me, it's because you can see it connecting spirit to spirit. Somebody else said it's about our common humanity. Now, the kinds of conversations, the kinds of worlds that we construct with our conversations on with Chude are driven by a vision of the kind of world I want to see, you know. People come here with the best versions of themselves. People, I know that. I know that is not how they are. Many, some of them are every day, but we're coming here to see how can we be human together? How can we learn from each other? How can we be seen fully? How can we connect deeply? And that's the kind of world I want to see. And so when people who subscribe know that, they sense it is, you know, there's, my people are deep, you know. They understand that truly the work you are doing matters to me, to them, and I want to put my money where my heart is. And it's not a small thing to us. When we're able to travel to Abeokuta to spend time with Professor Wole Soyinka without any sponsor, when we're able to go to Anambra to spend time with the children of the late Dora Akunyele, which has been one of the episodes that we've gotten the most feedback about how it has changed people's lives and families. You know, how are we able to we just stand up and go? It's because we're trusting that the subscribers are going to show up. So it's not a by-the-side thing. You are the most important person in this entire ecosystem. You subscribing monthly. So those of you who I see who say to me, I wanted to subscribe, I just forgot. I just thought, you know, I could do it tomorrow. You know, I went, we do need you. We need you to subscribe. We need you for the work we are doing to go even deeper. We need you so that it's not just about the episodes that are popular. No, in fact, the episodes that are popular that go viral, many of the episodes that go viral, and we go viral almost every week, are not the episodes that my subscribers spend the most time on. The ones they spend the most time on are the ones that, you know, there's this song, Ijile, Nini Ijile, those ones. And we love those big stories, but we also love all those stories that really speak to our hearts and spirits. So do go ahead, subscribe. Ask somebody else to subscribe. Advise somebody else to subscribe. Refer to someone to subscribe. It matters, truly. Thank you as we continue to be human together.